the first life supposedly came from what's called a primordial soup.
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. Today the Bible study is about creation and evolution. Is the theory of evolution as an explanation of how we came into existence compatible with the Bible? Listen on as we go back to Bethel Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, on Sunday the 31st of March, 2024.
We've just been reading the creation account there in Genesis. God made the world in 6 24-hour days. Some people would try and fit billions of years into this account and say that the days were not 24-hour days, they were billions of years. But it clearly says after each day, and the evening and the morning were the first day, the evening and the morning were the second day, and so on. So there's some people that would try and fit billions of years into this account. But most people would ridicule it. They laugh at it. And if you've told your friends at school, or if you tell them that you believe God made the world in 6 days, then, well, maybe you've experienced them laughing at it and saying they don't believe it. And so the Genesis account is ridiculed, and God's word is ridiculed by many and laughed at. But it's nothing new. Jesus, the words of Jesus were mocked. He was mocked and laughed at. And all those centuries ago. And there have always been people that mock and scoff at God's word. So what then are we to think about this? Well, it's clear here. God's word says that God created the heavens and the earth, and he did it in 6 days by his divine power. And people might say, well, this is totally contrary to science. They might look at this and say, well, that's all well and good, but we have science today. But we have to remember something about ourselves as humans. It doesn't matter who we are. We read in Romans 8, the carnal mind is enmity against God. In Romans 8 and verse 7, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So whoever we are, whatever nationality we may be, whatever job we may have or education we may have, by nature, we are at enmity against God. And so when we come to these questions about the existence of God and about his word and what it says, None of us are neutral. No scientist is completely neutral. Because we have this in us, this enmity against God. We, each of us, say we will not have this man to reign over us. We don't want, by nature, we don't want God's laws. We want to do our own thing. We want to be our own God. We want to make up our own rules. And most people would rather there wasn't a God so that they could do, so that they could do as they pleased. And this is in all of us by nature. And so just as somebody might not want there to be a God, the Christian loves the Lord and wants, cannot bear to imagine a world without the Saviour. So whatever view somebody may have, if whether it's on the side of creation or on the side of evolution, none of us are completely neutral when we come to this question. And as we can see, science is not, it's done by men, sinful men, and who are not neutral. So what then is evolution? And it's not taught in scripture, but to understand, we need to understand things that attack God's word. Because if we don't understand them, then we can be caught out by them. And some people would try and say that evolution fits in. They would try and fit it into the scriptures, but we can't do that. So the theory of evolution is a natural explanation for our existence. It basically says that we, over billions of years, everything, every living creature that existed today has descended from very simple cells, a bit really just the equivalent of pond scum. The first life is supposedly came from what's called a primordial soup. So very basic cells, and over millions and millions of years, through mutations, these cells gradually became more complex, and then over time they became mammals, but this is over billions and billions of years of very gradual change. And evolution is really all about survival of the fittest. So if an animal has a certain trait that makes it more likely to survive than another animal, that animal will survive and reproduce. And so evolution is millions of years of fighting for survival, and it's totally incompatible with God's word, because when God created the world, he said everything was good. And so evolution is years of animals fighting to survive, which is full of death and destruction. And so this is the complete opposite of what God's word says. Everything was good when God made it. And if we look into the Hebrews and Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, it says this: through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now we can come up with all sorts of different arguments about these things. We might have our reasons for creation. Somebody might have their reasons for creation. Another person might have their reason for evolution. But God's word says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And our reasons and our arguments can fail. Somebody will have a better argument than us. We can't rely on these. We can't rely on our intellect. We can't rely on our logical understanding. This is not true faith. This is just an academic faith. And whilst those arguments might be good, they won't stand. And so here in the Hebrews, it tells us that it's through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And that is the only thing that will stand against all the temptations that we face, against all the arguments that we hear. And this is what we need, because the natural mind is enmity against God, and we can so easily start to believe things that people say to us that are opposite to God's word. And we can so easily get taken along by these things. But we need the Lord to give us faith, to believe his word, to trust it, to hope in it. And people throughout history have come up with different ideas and different theories, but they change. Science changes. People's views on things change. But the Lord doesn't change. His word doesn't change. And His word is the only sure foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal word. That is the place we need to rest, on the rock of ages, not on the changing theories of man, not on the changing opinions of science when it concerns our eternal salvation. Evolution has no answer for the problem of sin. It has no answer for the problem of sin in our lives. And it has no saviour. It has no salvation. It cannot help anyone or give anyone anything but despair. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is eternal hope and there is eternal salvation.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.